Welcome to Season 3 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Taylor Vollen, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Tie Down Breakdown. It's your host, Taylor. It's been a minute, I know, and I sincerely apologize. I honestly did not mean for this much time to pass between our episodes. Things have just been a little crazy the last few months with getting married, but this is not about me. We're not here to talk about me, so let's just get into it. There is a lot to catch up on, of course, but we'll take it back to April in the American Rodeo. We watched Shane Hanchey and Kincaid Henry tie for the win in the 10-man round with a 7.58 second run. To set the scene, Hanchey was invited from the 2024 PRCA World Standings, and Kincaid qualified as a contender, meaning he had a shot for the $1 million. When it was all said and done, though, Hanchey took the win with a 6.73 for $100,000 and his second American Rodeo title. Our team was lucky enough to be there covering the rodeo, and here is what Hanchey had to tell us about the win.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. I know you mentioned in your interview that you weren't satisfied with how things have been going the last few months. Talk to me what a confidence boost this is for you.
Yeah, it's a huge confidence boost. Just knowing that you want a rodeo of this magnitude really before the summer run kicks off is pretty cool. So excited about the momentum and hoping we keep it going.
Yeah, there have been a ton of young guns, ton of talent, but then also the guys that got invited here and shown that you're still a mainstay in this sport. Talk to me about the horse that you were riding today.
Yeah, so that was Stylish Bugsy. He won the Horse of the Year in 2023, but suffered a pretty bad injury at the National Finals that year and had to leave him pretty much all of 2024 off. So got to ride him starting at Houston this year and just a month ago. So it's been great to have him back.
How do you adjust from Houston to this setup?
Well, this setup is a lot like the National Finals, and the faster you can go, the better you're off. And Houston, it's in the football field, but it's really a big arena. So just a few smaller calves in the practice pen, a few quicker starts, and try to keep doing what we've been doing.
Awesome. Taught me through that last run.
Yeah, so Riley had made an amazing run with 6.9, and the kid is phenomenal. He might go down as the greatest of all time when it's all said and done, but I knew I had the calf that I wanted, and I knew if it happened fast, I could be right there with him, but it worked out.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Now we'll fast forward to May. Like I said, there is so much ground to make up, and yes, there are so many things we could be and should be covering. Thankfully, our awesome Hannah Wheeler has been making sure to bring you guys the stories in written form, video form, you name it. Some of our team got to hang out at Kid Rock's Rockin' Rodeo this month and bring you guys some of the coolest content ever, if you ask me, but I am, of course, biased. Team Jokers took the overall team win. They were coached by Joe Beaver and Sid Steiner. They had John Dausch and Haven Medjid on their team. And like I said, with our team being on the ground, we got to hear some insider perspective from John and Joe on the rodeo and what it meant to take the team title.
Explain to us what the format was, how you guys ended up being the champions.
How we ended up being the champions. We started off pretty strong, and then we had some bumps and bruises, and then we got back to the final round. We won the first two, I believe, or the first and third one, and Dakota, him making a crazy jump, that kind of helps out a lot.
What happened on your runs today?
Me and Haven, we really didn't draw the best. He missed his hooey, and then my calf took off, split the gate. So it's kind of a drawing contest here. So, but we not worried about what the other guy doing. We worried about our run, but we can't outdraw them.
Talk to me about what the WCRA and PBR and K Kid Rock are doing, and like, are you happy to be a part of it? Are you excited to be a part of it for the sport?
It's different, you know, back when Sid and Joe was ready, you know, and I'm sure they had a few of these, but now they're starting to bring it back and get more people into it and get more people watching. They get more bored out of fans watching the Kid Rock rocking a rodeo.
Yeah. Okay, so good. I mean, where do you get this kind of money for that light of work on a day?
I didn't really do much for it, but I'll take it anytime.
Yeah. Who carried the team? Steer wrestlers?
You know, I think a little bit of everybody. It's a team effort, so I'm not just going to throw anybody down. I think we all did a good job and kept hustling and kept going.
I love that. Anything else? Anything you want people to know about what they might have seen out there or anything exceptionally fun?
I think we're going to see more of this, and it's going to be a good time.
Awesome. Thanks, John.
Yes, ma'am. Get up here now. I got to get my horse. Yep.
Man, you made some money today.
It's a good day. It's fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Talk to me about the payout here. How does it work with these contestants?
The winning team all gets this. Everybody gets that. Losing team gets $4,500 or something like that. The other ones get some money for coming, for competing. The main thing, I think we got to push this to the next. We got to make it work because this could be really big. You know, it could really be big. And Sean has talked about wanting to make it big and getting the teams involved. So, you know, like I said, we got beat bad last time. We were down, and we just kind of changed some things and tried to figure out how to win. And I love you too, babe. And we got our game back good, and, you know, we stepped it up to where I kept telling my guys, I said, and my girls, look, if we win, it's good, but we have to win. You know, you got to give me all you got when I need you. And this time I think they really did. Yeah. They really stepped up and tried. And when I call on one and put them in a position, they answered.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got a lifetime of coaching experience behind you. Talk to me about how that played into that. What true hardcore coaching lessons did you have to apply?
Well, you know, the difference is I want you to give me all you got every time, because you never know what the other guy's doing over there or the other girl's doing. Mm-hmm. And I think they get caught up in too much and trying to be fast and win that set. But you're competing against one person. If they have trouble and you're going to do good, you're going to advance or help my team. So I think that's the difference maker. You know, I think a couple bareback ride today sure could have went the other way. And he was getting his arm jerked off, and he was out of time, and he picked him back up, and he picked that horse up and brought him back under him, and the last 3 seconds let him advance, wild card, let us win. Mm-hmm. So I think that's all part of winning right there. I think it's a good deal.
I like it. Is it straight offense or is there defense involved?
No, straight offense for us. Okay. Me and Sid are that kind. We've always played, you know, play for the win and see what happens, and that's the way it goes. And that's what got Dakota almost, you know. He run by him, and he knew he couldn't do anything, and I screamed at the other side. I said, Sid, he run by. And when he hollered at Dakota looked at us and took off. So that's offense. That's trying to win.